Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy, Mr. Parker, and I am featuring a special guest, my boy, my guy, my armor bearer, my mans, whatever you want to call him. Not my man, because let me tell you something. It's the difference between my man and my mans. My man is gay. My mans is, let's just say that's my guy. Anyways, I got my boy Apollo on here. He's been with the church for a few years, and he had his up and downs. And we're going to talk about a few things, man. One thing about when I bring people on here, we get personal, we talk. And one thing I know about Apollo is he's not ashamed to speak about stuff. And, you know, we're just going to talk about the few little things. And, you know, I'm going to do a lot of more appearance episodes where I have people, special guests in them. Because people like them. All y'all that are my fans and supporters, y'all really do like episodes like that. So I'm going to do a lot more. But let's get right into it, man. You know, Apollo, I want you to, when I give you the phone, I want you to say what your age is, you know, and you can get into, actually, I'll do more of like a question, like an interview almost, because when I get into that, then it ends up being a long conversation, and I'm trying to stay under 15. That's my goal all the time. So let's start off with, you know, underestimation. And what I mean by that is, underestimation and being unappreciated are in the same bracket to me, where women nowadays, and men, I mean, it's both sides, most of the time, okay, so for unappreciating, that's the woman. Women are unappreciated more than men are. Men are more underestimated. Like, women don't give men a chance because they feel that a man's a certain type of way, or the look he has, or like, if a man's too big, that's too fat for me. If a man's too skinny for me. If a man's too dark, that's too dark for me. You know, people think about how the baby's gonna come out, all that type of stuff. So I want to start off with asking you, as far as being underestimated, because you're a skinny guy, yeah. How do you feel about that? Like, I guess it's a good question to ask, because no one understands it unless they're literally in that. Like, they go through it. You've been through that all your life, pretty much, especially the past, you know, 8 years or so. How do you feel about being underestimated? Like, as far as, like, because you're skinny, you're looked at as, like, you're soft, pretty much. How do you feel about that?
How I feel about being underestimated? I'm going to tell you. Yo, every single time people think that, number one, I'm skinny, so I don't have strength. But I feel like I've proven that there's an inner strength in me that people don't know about. I can go back to a few years ago. No one could get the tire off the car. It was too hard to get that tire off the car. But everybody tried, and all I did was went over there, and I used a light move to get that tire off the car. It was like having strength from Daniel. You know what I'm saying? From the Bible.
So since you said that, I like that you said that. Let's talk about that. In the Bible, we have someone that was small like a David. David knocked a giant out. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that even though you're skinny, because you can't say a skinny person can't fight. I think it's how you uphold yourself too. When people see you and they're like, oh, Paul's a nerd and Paul. Listen, I always tell people this. This goes to show you about size and about weight and all that. I am a huge dude. I am tall. I'm built, all that stuff, right? The one thing about me is I'm the biggest nerd you will ever meet when it comes to movies, comics, anime. Cartoons, anime, all that, right? Gaming. I'm a bigger nerd than Apollo is.
Facts.
But I'm looked at as this big guy that's going to knock somebody's head off when I probably would never even be that. Like, I will, and it's not saying I would never be that way, but let's be realistic. I think that the body size is just a look at. Like, it's like Mr. Brown, for instance, big dude, right? Mm-hmm. We know him as funny, and we see him as funny, but if you never met him before and you just see him walking down the street, you're probably going to think he smokes weed, he's a gangbanger. Like, it's all about how you carry yourself. So I get, like I said, I'm not skinny, I'm big. So I get the he's a thug or he's a gangster vibe. So I always say it's hard for you because you're skinny. So, of course, you get the, oh, he's a nerd, he's soft, I can push him over. For me, it's the he's big, he's a thug, he must sell drugs. You see what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So with me, with body, I always say you can't, like, Chanel's small. Like, Chanel's small compared to a lot of females. And I always say, like, she hasn't been in a fight in her life other than with her sister. But I always say it's those people that you want to be concerned about.
Yeah. Chanel's a thug.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
Chanel's a thug.
You want to be, those people are the ones you want to be concerned about, because they're the people that You get in that fight, they might knock your block off. I'm just saying, listen, I'm not saying you're strong. I'm not saying you're weak. I'm saying that I boxed for years. I fought this guy. This dude was about the same size as you. I was about the same size as Kim. Let me tell you, that was one of my toughest fights I ever had in my life. That was my second toughest fight other than the one that I actually got knocked out on.
I believe you. Remember, I dragged Cameron out the church building during tug of war.
I mean, listen, people could say tug of war doesn't matter. Listen, pulling, using strength, involves what? Arms and legs. Mm-hmm. And core strength. I don't underestimate nobody. And that skinny dude I by box, he was faster than me. He had some jabs that was stinging me. I went in there thinking it was about to be a string bean battle. Ever since that day, I said, look, I ain't underestimating nobody ever again. So as far as the physical goes for that, I agree with you on that. I think that, yes, you do look like someone that someone could push over, but it's those people that will shock your boots off. And I agree with you on that. So being underlooked for all this time of your life, I feel like it's a disrespect, and people should get to know what you're really about. You know what I'm saying? The second thing I want to ask you is, what type of woman should a guy be looking for from the church? Like for you, for instance, you're single. Mm-hmm. You're looking for, what type of woman should a guy be looking for in the right way? What is your vision to a perfect woman for you from God? What do you get from that? I want you to elaborate on that. Go ahead.
Well, honestly, for me personally, a perfect woman from God is a woman who's conservative. That's always been my number one.
Describe that, because some people have different ways of being conservative. Describe your way of meaning, what you mean by it.
I like a woman who knows that she has a body, but she doesn't want to show it to everybody.
I like that. I like that.
I personally, I've never liked a woman who is okay with the thigh-high slip. And okay with the see-through and okay with the showing everything flopping out to other people. I like a woman who dresses modest but good. Mm. Like, you could dress really good looking, but not have everything showing out.
Not prerogative.
Exactly. Like, your body is supposed to be a temple of God. Jesus paid for that body. So you ain't supposed to be showing it to everyone and disgracing it. You're supposed to be modest. That's what the Bible says, dress modestly. Mm. I like a woman like that. I like a woman who can also hold her own. So, like, if I'll come to her defense if it's needed, like, if it really steps over the boundaries. But, like, someone who can actually hold their own and be like, yo, you ain't going to talk to me any old kind of way. I also like a woman that if we in around with people and someone say something disrespectful, that if I go to say something back to them, I don't even got to say nothing because she already the first one to say something. Yo, this is how it is.
So, like, if I say, Apollo, you're ugly, you want that woman that's like, don't be saying that about my man. Is that what you're referencing, or is it
not even that? It's something like for instance, when I used to be engaged. A lot of people don't know that I used to be engaged to a Dominican woman, and the thing with her, she was a really great girl, but she didn't have that like back it up factor. She was asked this question by someone.
Oh, you mean the hollering effect, where if I go to an event and I say, "Hey, yo, what's up?" You don't try and get that number or something, and instead of her being like, it's more like, boy, you better get out of here with that mess. You mean like that?
Yeah, she didn't have that.
Okay, okay.
Someone asked her the question, why you with this dude? Almost as if I wasn't good enough for her.
Yeah.
And instead of her giving like a answer back to it, she just shrugged her shoulders. So like, for me, for that, don't be that type of woman that's going to be with me. And then if someone asks you something, you looking at me like, oh, well, come to think about it. Because now you start going through your head, oh, well, maybe he don't look like what people expect him to be. Mm-hmm. Don't be that woman. Be a woman that knows what she wants and she protects what she wants. And she knows that she going to go after it. And if somebody disrespect, come at them. Be like, yo, this is what I chose. Look what you got. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of woman I like.
So we're going to get your list together. Conservative woman, mm-hmm, and a woman with a backbone.
Facts.
And what else?
She got to cook. If she can't cook, the way to my heart, because I used to never eat, but now I'm like a eater. Like, I eat everything. I'm fat now. Like, I just eat everything. If you could cook, you already got like half my whole entire heart, because mm-hmm, food is like the way to my heart. Mm-hmm. Like, she got to, like, you don't got to cook all the time, because like, I'm an upcoming cook in the ministry. So like, I learn how to cook, and I'm learning how to cook as I go along. I don't really want to cook all the time. I barely want to be in the kitchen. If I'm married, I don't really want to be in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. But however, I'm a fair person. You know, I'll take take some days, you know, you rest and I'm gonna cook for you. Mm. I'm gonna surprise you one day. You come home and dinner's gonna already be ready. But I do expect that sometime you're gonna cook, because, you know, you know what I'm saying? But, like, my biggest thing, too, is I always look at a woman on how she treats the family. If she gets along with the family and how she treats other people's kids in my family.
Okay, so, like, so that's that, number one. So that would be number four. Well, this ain't in particular order. Uh-huh. But you said conservative, backbone, cook, and now you're saying family-oriented, if I'm not mistaken.
You have to be family-oriented. I always look at that when I, like, God says that men are the pursuers. If when I look at women, like, I don't look at a lot of women, I don't want to say it like that, but when I'm looking for a wife, because that's what I'm looking at, I pray for it all the time, and sometimes you got to open your eyes and just see who's in front of you sometimes. I look at that person. If there's someone that I'm interested in, I'm looking for those qualities. I want to see, can she cook? Check. I want to see, does she have a backbone? Check. I want to see, is she conservative? Check. And then the biggest thing that I always try to see is, would she make a good mother? Because I want kids.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact. I want kids. I want more than one. I don't want just one kid. I used to always say, I just want one kid. But I've came to the realization that I especially after today, I was a babysitter for my job today. And I had 12 kids. And I remember, I'm terrible with names, but I knew all their names right off the bat. And I even, when they were crying, it was almost like I knew what to do right away. So that made me realize that I could handle more than what I thought.
Mm.
I want kids. So I'm looking for a woman who can handle kids and who can handle multiple. So I look at that relationship.
That's big, because if you get into a relationship and you and there's someone that can't manage kids or don't want to be around kids, it's like, oh, I don't want to see you. Or if you have that, that's not good. Then that goes along the line of family-oriented, because you don't want to get yourself in anything where the other person doesn't want kids. And that's for males, too. Yeah. There's some males that be like, I ain't trying to have no kid. I'm good. If you're in a relationship like that, what do you get married for? Because that's what we're supposed to do when we get married. Have children. Be a fruitful multiple. It's different if you can't, but that's what the goal is. So I like that. And obviously, we know that since time's going, we know the other things are like,
Compromise
and spirituality. Obviously, spirituality is number one.
Oh, yeah, that's at the top.
You know, they got it. And like I said, the question revolved around that, because it was finding the Christian woman. So obviously, those are the things that got to be there. Now, do you think, but before, actually, not, let me get into that. I'm going to ask you the more personal questions, because we don't have a lot of time. First off, you were someone that was once at one time, and I want you to tell this, because a lot of people always say that when you're gay, you're born this way, or I want you to explain that you were delivered from that. And when I say explain it, like I said, we're on time cap. When I say explain it, I mean how you were once that way and how you switched, and how it took God to do that for you, where you went from saying I feel like I'm this way, and then I know I'm not that way. Because some people think you can't change it, like you were born with it. If you have that desire for a person, it's that desire. Can you explain that, please?
Well, first off, I'm going to put it like this. Homosexuality is straight a spirit. If anybody says you're born that way, I'm going to let you know right now, you cannot be born that way. You're not born that way, because God never put it that way. He put Adam and Eve at the headship. Growing up, I know it took a long time. I had to actually go with God to realize why it came out the way that it did. I was never born that way. I actually started off liking women. I love women. Like I said, I was engaged before. I loved Yvette from a young age. We started dating, everything. It didn't come, that spirit didn't hit until after people put it there.
Mm.
When you're around that spirit, it can jump on you. And when you're not with God and you're not strong enough, that spirit can overtake you. I went through a lot when I was a child, and that kind of just lingered in there. It's actually, I found out, was a generational curse, because my sisters are that way and my mother's that way.
Mm.
And that's something I prayed that God breaks a generational curse. But I actually was in a foster home, and my foster sister was gay. That's actually where it began, because she went and told my foster caseworker that I was gay. And they put it in my paper. And after years and years of people kept saying that, I couldn't get adopted because of what she did. She put that in there.
Mm.
And after a while, I just began to say, okay, well,
well, maybe it's a thing. And then my mind started looking at things online. That's how it start. Certain things you start watching online, then certain TV shows, then the people you start hanging around. Then she started bringing her peoples around, her girlfriend, her gay friends, all that stuff. And that spirit will sit there and jump on you. Then you start to slowly start to say, well, maybe I like this. And then after, here's the other thing that comes into play with it, spirit of rejection. Spirit of rejection is a really big part because the devil gets in there and says, nobody wants you. This girl ain't going to like you. Because I used to chase after a girl named Tiffany. And it's funny, I ran into one of her family members today. It was funny. But I used to chase after this girl named Tiffany. And at that time, before that whole switch came to being gay, that's what was in my mind, is I wanted that girl so bad. But the devil made it seem in my mind that I wasn't good enough for nobody. Yeah. So I started to say, well, I can't get nobody. No one's going to like me. And it literally was my whole thing. And that's when it started to come that way.
Yeah.
But it was years and years of that. And I tried to stop it on my own, but it wasn't until I knew who God was and felt the Holy Spirit for myself. And don't think it happened like right away. It took a strong, homosexuality is a strong demon. Like, that's a hard lust demon to cage.
Some people don't think it's a demon, though. Some people think that that's who they are, like, that it was always who they were. It just happens as they got older, they started saying, you know what, let me come out and be open about this is who I am.
No, that's definitely... Homosexuality is literally, I told you the maybe a couple weeks ago, is that I want to start writing a book about that spirit, because it literally is the lust demon at a maximum level.
Mm.
Lust takes you from just wanting sex all the time to then you start doing weird sex, like BM, whatever that stuff, I don't know what it's called, but I know it's like that, tying up with a rope and all that extra stuff. Yeah. Then to the anal, and then it comes to the, oh well, we're gonna get deep, the cookie ain't good enough because it's no longer tighter. Then it switches over to that, well, I need something different. Then it's a, I'm experimenting. Then it's the, I'm bisexual. And then the bisexual jumps to, well, I'm gay. Then the gay all of a sudden is, I was born that way. You ain't born that way.
I agree with you 199% on this. And the reason why I'm saying that other percent is just to make it sound very interesting, because I would say 200%, which I'm going to say 200%. But I agree with you to the fullest with this. I think it's definite. I wish we had more time. Like I said, I try to stay under 20 because when I go over 15, the video acts up and sometimes it doesn't stay and it doesn't publish. I'm trying to keep away from that happening this time. We are definitely going to do a part two to this, depending on how the fans react to this, which I know they're going to react to this because it's a great testimony and it needs to be talked about even more. And how now all you think about is that right woman for you. Going from, dang, man, like, I don't know what I am, then going to, I know what I want, then going to, I'm confused again, then going to, I'm going back to that, then going to, no, I'm legit looking for that woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great thing, man. A great thing. You're not the only person. There's a lot of people that have said they've been delivered. Not the corny little joking guy that'd be like, I'm delivered. That's corny. That's no, mocking.
He said, I'm delivered.
Yeah, that's corny. That's mocking. Not any of that stuff. But I do want to say I'm glad that we got to talk and do this. Like I said, I'll be doing a lot more special guests. I want to see what the fans' reaction to is to this. If they like it and they're really vibing, regardless, we'll do another one. But if they're really liking, they're really vibing, and they're spiritually going with this, we will do another episode, and it won't be a wait till next week. It will be soon this week, because I have about 3 other special guest episodes I'm doing this week too. But I do thank you for joining. I appreciate it. We will be doing some more, and you have been a avid listener to what I do on mine. You're one of my biggest supporters. I really appreciate that. But anyone that listens, share this. Let's get them views up. Like I said, since I hit the elite membership on this Anchor, I need y'all to support, get the word across, continue to get this big, and leave your comments. Any comments you have, anything you want to ask for me to give to him, I will give the question to him, because maybe you're going through this and you need help. I can message him. You message me, I give it to him and tell him what you know, to message you, and he can help you. You know, God helps the people that got the help. So I thank you guys for listening. I will have probably 4 episodes out this week, which is the most I've ever done in a week, because my record was 3, I think. Now 4. It might be 5, actually, because this is the second one, and I have 3 more special guest episodes coming up. So thank you guys for listening. I will check you guys. Peace.